The number of people killed in a mosque attack in a tightly controlled area in Bashar, Pakistan, has now risen to 93. Many of those killed and injured in the suicide bombing were members of Pakistan's security services. A commander from the Pakistani Taliban said it was responsible for the suicide bombing in Peshawar, but the group later issued a statement denying involvement. Kamal Haider has more from northwest Pakistan.
Rescue and relief efforts are still underway. Heavy equipment is trying to break those huge slabs of concrete. Many people are said to be still under that concrete. While some people were brought out alive, many of the casualties were because of the heavy concrete that fell on them during that congregational prayer. And as you mentioned, this was indeed a very sensitive, a highly secure area. So people are even blaming the authorities for complete incompetence and negligence.
The U.S. Secretary of State is calling for urgent steps to restore calm between Israelis and Palestinians. Antony Blinken met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. His visit comes after days of violence in the occupied Palestinian territory. Three emergency responders have been fired in the U.S. city of Memphis following the death of an unarmed black man at the hands of police. They've been accused of failing to provide medical care to Tyree Nichols. Five officers have been dismissed for beating him during a traffic stop. The 29-year-old died 3 days later of his injuries. Peru's Congress has postponed a debate to move forward elections. It's now scheduled for Tuesday. Politicians rejected a similar motion on Friday. There have been anti-government protests since December when former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and arrested. Germany's Chancellor says he's looking forward to a new chapter for relations with Brazil. Olaf Scholz has been meeting President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia. Germany has pledged more than $200 million to help protect the Amazon. Leaders also discussed the war in Ukraine. Lula said Brazil will not provide Kyiv with weapons. The coronavirus pandemic in the United States will no longer be labelled a national and public health emergency. The declaration ensured millions of people could be treated, tested and vaccinated for free.
If you need in-depth analysis of news and current affairs in one of the world's most misunderstood and complicated regions, join me, Sami Zeidan, every Thursday on Al Jazeera's Essential Middle East podcast.